The following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material, but it's funny.
This is a special announcement. Due to the suspenseful and action-packed nature of this episode, we are temporarily replacing our regular theme music for the time being. Isn't this badass? I mean, we're talking some James Bond shit here, right? In our last episode of Pièce de Résistance, Lisa and Jake had been taken to the Chautauqua Woods by Vera, who introduced them to the mysterious bear lady. But almost immediately, their forest compound came under attack by unknown paramilitary commandos. Meanwhile, in Moscow, sinister forces are planning their next move.
Good evening, Yevgeny Ivanovich. You seem to be in good mood.
Da, Sofia. You are perceptive as usual.
In fact, you look like cat who made meal of canary. Why so happy?
Well, if you promise to keep secret...
Naturally.
You are looking at future head of GRU.
A promotion? Congratulations. When is announcement?
Well, technically it's not done deal yet, but it will be. After inevitable success of brilliant operation.
Ah, against Pantsuit Lady?
Da. Soon she is being replaced by our own agent, codename Cranky Grandpa.
But we have received word that young superhero has been moved to Forest Compound. How will you neutralize him?
I tell you before, Sofia, best scientists have devised foolproof plan, like all young ones. This hero is easily distracted and is crazy for the dinosaurs. So we kill two birds with one stone.
No. You will kill superhero?
Net, Sofia. Simply distract long enough for to defeat Pantsuit Lady.
But I am troubled by something, Yevgeny. How will dinosaur be controlled? What is to keep him from eating us all?
Sophia, not to be worrying. I assure you, I have anticipated all contingencies.
Well, as I said, congratulations. I, too, have considered contingencies. I must call that hippie doctor. Time for plan Stormy. Maybe some new tatitskis, da?
I told you dinosaurs were real, Mommy.
Holy crap. Oh, wait, is there somebody riding on top of it? On a saddle? What?
Come on, Jake. Let's take care of it.
Oh, boy. Here we come, Mr. Dinosaur.
You stay with me, Lisa. We need to get to the bunker.
But...
Not so fast, Killery. Your time is all about...
Dude, at the drum circle last night, we agreed on Shillery, because she's like a shill for the banksters.
No, bro. Like Comrade Stein said, she was gonna kill us all in World War III.
Whoa, hey, you guys, you don't sound Russian.
Well, that's because they're from Vermont, like me.
Now, wait just a goddamn minute. Bernie...
Why am I not surprised? All right, Bernie. I knew it would come to this.
There can be only one. And I don't mean the 1%.
Well, Pops, I'm 99% sure I'm about to kick your ass.
Mrs. Clinton, Senator Sanders, don't do this. I thought we were all on the same side. You know, peace, love, free STD care.
We're like on the side of revolution, man.
And free college and legal weed.
You've been standing in my way for way too long, bitch.
Give me your best shot, old man. And don't worry, I've got Obamacare.
Ow.
Just in time. Just this once, I'm totally in favor of genetically modified organisms. Now, finish her off, Sergey.
No! Hey, you stay away from Mrs. Bill.
Okay, boys, we better occupy somewhere else. Get me the fuck out of here.
Oh, dude, that thing was definitely not on a vegan diet.
Oh, Jake. I mean, Purple Avenger. What are you doing on a dinosaur?
Well, there was a bird brain riding him. The bird brain was making him kick Auntie Vera into the lake. So I knocked that guy off, and then he let me ride him, and we scared off the other bad guys. Oh,
thank you so much. I still would have kicked his bony ass.
No, he's my bestest friend. Can we keep it, Mommy, please? Please, Mommy. Please.
Oh, honey.
Madam President, Lisa, are you all right? And oh my, young man, you are just full of surprises.
Hail to the me, I'm terrific, something, something. Oh, Mrs. Pence, what are you doing here?
Oh, good morning, Mr. President. I just wanted to be here to pray with you this morning.
Well, the big guy and I talk first thing in the morning, right after the TV executive time. But now it's time for presidenting in the Oval, and I just need to...
Of course, Mr. President. Let me get in a quickie.
No offense, but...
Oh, a quick prayer, I mean.
Oh, of course. Should we do the bowing thing?
Yes, sir. Dear Lord Jesus, guide our leader's hand today and every day for the next 3 years.
7 years.
Of course. How silly of me. For the next 7 years. Give him wisdom.
Wisdom I've got plenty of.
Right, Mr. President. Give him strength.
That too. Bigly.
Give him good poll numbers.
Bingo.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, Mr. President, fancy meeting you here in the Oval.
Mike, what the hell were you doing in the Oval?
Mr. President, pardon your French.
I just wanted to pray with you, sir.
Been there, done that. Hey, what's that behind your back?
Oh, this? Mother and I were just about to head out to PetSmart to buy a bigger bunny hutch. Ever since Marlin got married, it's been very crowded. And, of course, the gays can't cross our threshold, so we've had to move Marlin outside. Mother wouldn't let me eat him.
Uh-huh. Well, don't let me keep you.
Of course. Have a great day, Mr. President.
God bless you, Mr.
A 4 at best.
So, a little birdie tells me tales from the forest.
Mr. President, I explain...
Silence. But these tales could not be true.
Never trust birds. I can...
Oh, Evgeny.
Silence is gold right now.
Da, Sophia. Tales of dinosaurs and superheroes I could not possibly believe, because most trusted underling would have told me these things long before launching operation.
But, sir,
Only fool or clown would fail to keep President in loop.
It was Sophia. she wouldn't let me tell you anything.
Liar! How dare you?
She is an ever-devious one, sir.
Oh, you are foolish indeed, Yevgeny. I have proof of guilt.
Sophia, no need to be worrying. I have best scientists working on problem.
Lies, Mr. President. I swear.
Now, Yevgeny Ivanovich. What shall I be doing with you?
Please to be making it quick and painless.
And where would be the fun in that? No, Yevgeny. Pack bags. You will be traveling.
Siberia.
Oh, Yevgeny Ivanovich, in this place where you're going, you will be dreaming of Siberia.
Oh, shit!
Oh, and Sophia, you are looking healthy. Da, he's nice.
You look so handsome today, did I mention?
Maybe you get Yevgeny's job. He is going to be, how you say, out of office for a while.
Of course, Mr. President. Whatever you want.
What horrific fate awaits Yevgeny? Will Jake convince his mother to adopt a velociraptor? And how will the president handle the looming threat of a vice presidential coup? We'll return to our story after this message.
Hi, I'm Dale Leopold.
Hi, I'm Lisa Graham.
And we'd like to thank you for listening to episode 3 of Bies de Resistance.
So cool.
Yeah, absolutely. This episode is entitled Millhouse of Cards for reasons that will become quite obvious soon.
We're not subtle.
We're not subtle.
I mean,
no.
We should admit that right now. It's really not.
No.
Okay.
And we also have some exciting news to announce that our song from episode 2, The Eagle and the Bear, has been picked up by the Funny Music Project, otherwise known as the FUMP, and will be featured on their playlist. I think it'll appear on a CD. We might be doing some radio appearances there on
Sweet.
Their podcast. And it might end up getting picked up by good old Dr. Demento. So that would be... I think we would all be a little demented then if that happens. But
that would be like winning a gold medal for weirdos.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
Cool. That's awesome.
For sure.
Look at this little thing we said we'd do. We make a thing. Look at the thing.
Yeah. And we have listeners now in Canada. Canada, if you have an extra bedroom, just mm-hmm. keep that in mind, just in case, because you obviously like us, and we may end up having to spend some time there.
I'll be bringing about 180 pounds of dog, a 5-year-old, and a long-haired hippie husband. But he's useful.
Yes.
I'm just decorative.
He has marketable skills.
He's useful.
We're just voice actors.
We're counting on him. Yeah. In the apocalypse, we're going to need him, because he's an Eagle Scout, and he can build things. It's very useful. He is an incredibly useful human. Us? Not so much.
Well, you know, we can hand out if you give us the bullhorn, we can, you know, bark out orders and convincing voices and make it sound conversational,
that we can.
Too. You know.
While doing it in less than 5 seconds.
That's right.
That's what I was doing when you called. I was finishing an audition for something, and that was a 40-second spot that needed to be done in 30.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. Yeah.
We'll call it a skill.
yeah. Good. I can breathe through my ears.
Yes. Indeed. So, again, if you guys are liking these episodes, which you must be if you're still listening, go ahead and give our comment line a ring, will you, at 1-866-CALL-BS. And leave us a voicemail.
Do you only know our phone number in your announcer voice, I ask, out of curiosity?
Yes, it has to be. 1-866-CALL-BS.
You can't do it in Dale.
No, sorry,
that's okay.
1-866-2257. I don't even know what the real number is. I think it is the real number. Yes.
Okay. That is very, very conversational.
Very conversational.
I liked it.
Like throwing
good
it away.
Good read. Good
throwing
read.
Throwing it away. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
All right. Good stuff.
Nice. All right, I think you'll make callbacks.
All right. Good stuff. This is these are the things we live for in our padded rooms here, otherwise known as vocal booths. So.
Yep.
Now back to our exciting episode. Yes, I think you're gonna like this.
All right.
One. Bye.
Yeah.
I tell you, Melania, it's like I can't trust anybody.
Wonder what that feels like.
Even that holy roller loser of Pence. Hey, wait. That was a dig.
Yes, I'm mad at you, Donald. But still, I have a way to help you.
You do? How?
Come with me.
Oh boy. Wait. Let me get a tic-tac.
Mama, it is time.
Mrs. Nose!
Oh, Melania, I cannot...
You must, Mama. It is for good of country.
Dearest daughter, after last time, I swore never again.
Look, as much as I love threesomes,
Silence, Donald! Mama, it is time.
Very well. Now is it.
Whoa. Is that a crystal ball?
Dim the lights, Melania. Now. Hold your hands.
This is required?
Yes. Now, close eyes.
Close eyes, Donald.
I think it was little moth. The spirit world is near. Now, call out to friends on other side.
Friends?
People you trust.
You mean like lawyers?
Close enough.
Okay. Where's my Roy Cohn? Where's my Roy Cohn?
Right here, motherfucker.
Roy! Holy shit! It's so good to hear your voice.
I wish I could say the same. I made you, Donnie, and you fucking deserted me. Drop me in a New York minute.
Oh, come on, Roy. You had that disgusting AIDS thing. You know how I am about germs. Besides, I really need your help now.
Fuck you.
Roy, please.
All right. Just one last time.
Oh, thank you.
But you got yourself in one hell of a pickle this time, Donnie. This is a little more complicated than paying off some palooka at City Hall to get tax abatements. I'm going to have to bring in reinforcements.
What are you talking about?
Good evening, Mr. President. Done any, fornicating lately?
Tricky Dick!
Let's shit-can the schoolyard nicknames, all right? Spanky.
Donald, do not anger spirits.
Sorry, Dick, but you don't know what I'm up against. The fake news people are ganging up on me.
Uh-huh.
And now a bunch of kids are protesting against me. So unfair.
Even more deja vu.
My own staff is turning on me.
Can you say John Dean?
And the FBI is crawling up my ass like a proctologist.
Yeah. Where do you think Deep Throat worked?
In porn?
Donald, please.
Oh, right. So, what do I do? I don't want to be a loser who resigns.
Oh, Gee, thanks so much for bringing that up.
Oops, sorry.
Look, Donald, that was only because I waited too long to really fight the bastards. Don't you make the same mistake.
Yeah, you said it, Dick. You can still turn this fucking thing around, Donnie.
Well, let me just say this about that. Among the regrets of my time in this house is the way in which I handled the end. When my cover-up was blown, I was left all alone, deserted by allies and friends. When the sirens started wailing, the bastards started bailing, leaving me alone and aghast. Stuck on the shelf to face the music by myself, like Odysseus tied to the mast. For decades I've stewed about the ways I was screwed, and now I've arrived at an answer. If you want my advice, don't waste time being nice. They'll just eat you up like a cancer. Truly now, which would you rather be?
On top of the world or all through?
Watergate no longer bothers me.
Don't be a fool.
And let your conscience bother you. So hit 'em hard.
Gotta hit 'em hard.
Leave 'em in stitches.
Gotta hit 'em
no need
hard.
To pull any punches.
Gotta hit 'em.
Those sleazy sons of bitches.
Gotta hit 'em hard. Stop at nothing. You gotta catch 'em off guard. Make 'em think that you're bluffing.
This is no time to be toothless. You've gotta be ruthless. Just like my old friend Mao.
He let 100 blossoms bloom and took a weed whacker to
him. Where have all the flowers gone now? I should have tossed those tapes in a bonfire, rounded up the bastards on my enemies list, put the Washington Post behind barbed wire, along with herds of dirty hippie journalists. Scoodle a bebop, roopy doop a teepop. Take it, Roy.
Hey, remember Tail Gunner Joe? McCarthy, don't you know? The rotten apple of Appleton's eye. Even when he was Stinko, he'd panic the Pinkos. A delightfully despicable guy. He'd say to me, Roy, pay attention now, boy. You gotta grab that limelight and hog it. When you start taking flack, don't have a panic attack. It just means you're over the target. Hell, in 1953 in Washington, D.C., to be or not to be was not the question. I made it my mission, like a one-man inquisition, fishing for the hidden indiscretions. Yeah, those were the days when I got to say, are you now or have you ever been a commie? Who cares if they were red? Didn't matter what they said. I'd slice them up just like a fucking salami. We didn't care who we were smearing in those television hearings, long as it made the news above the fold. The suckers took it on the chin. That's when the checks came pouring in. We were swimming in a river of gold.
Hit 'em hard. Use a machete. Chop 'em down like a tree. Turn 'em into confetti. Hit 'em hard. Hit 'em again. Watch the fun as they run like the freakness.
And Donald, I remember a story I heard growing up in Slovenia. In Soviet days, Stalin had lots of ways of silencing troublesome foes. He heard Comrade Trotsky was hatching a Plotsky to undermine dear Uncle Joe. So Stalin's rebuttal was less than subtle. The outcome was not at all pretty. They found Leon dead, I speak in his head, in faraway Mexico City.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But guys, I can't do that. The fake news will crucify me.
Who gives a shit? Your people don't listen to them. The Trump-friendly media's a human centipedia. They'll swallow any shit that you send them. They'll call it caviar. You can never go too far. There's nothing you can do to offend them.
Do just keep swimming like a great white shark.
I love sharks.
And they'll stick to you like a remora. Keep your enemies stumbling. Get ready to rumble, then light them up like a fucking menorah. Now if some nosy little sleuth gets too close to the truth, make up some new lie about Mueller. Who cares if it's bullshit? They'll still jump right on it, like Chris Christie gobbling up a crawler.
They want gossip and scandal. Give them all they can handle, and shiny distractions to play with, so no one will notice the things that the POTUS is merrily getting away with.
But Donald, I sense grave danger from unexpected place.
What the hell do you mean? She's right. You've got a serious problem here.
Now, listen up, boy chick. Get a hold of your joystick, and I don't mean what's between your legs. There's something rotten right here that could shorten your career, and it's stinking like a dozen rotten eggs. Your Jesus freak feet, a wolf dressed like a sheep, is plotting how to steal your job.
You've gotta outdo him, devise a way to screw him, and skewer him just like a kebab.
That bland little Hoosier is just a sad little loser. You gotta pound him right in the patootie.
His holy roller shtick is so very slick. Being Veep is just his Christian duty.
He comes off so bland, but there's a dagger in his hand. He looks like vanilla, but inside he's tutti-frutti.
He swears he's behind you, but we're here to remind you. If you don't get him out, you're gonna shout et tu, Brute.
You gotta send that schmuck into exile. And I don't mean just for a short while. There's not a lot of plotting you can do when you're stuck in a hut out in Timbuktu. So remember, Mr. Trump, you don't wanna be a chump. We understand it makes you nauseous, but this is no time to be cautious. Pull out your trump card and hit the bastards hard.
Hey, you tell them, kids.
Put them all away and to save the day. It's the only way you're gonna get to stay. Working in the Oval Office.
If you've been recording this, I am really gonna fuck you up.
You guys totally rock. You're as good as my good friend Kanye.
Oh, Jesus, shut the fuck up, Donnie.
But please do remember, Donald.
Yes, Melania?
No cyberbullying.
Mother? Mother? Do we have the Conestoga wagon pattern? It's a lovely shade of blue. Like your eyes. Much better than the sepia. You know, I won't have brown at my table. Hello, who's calling?
Hi, Mikey.
Mr. President, I'm at your service, sir.
That's just what I'm calling about. Remember all that brouhaha about shit? I mean, I'm sorry, excuse the language. S-hole countries?
Was that before or after Rex?
You know, I have trouble keeping track myself. Anywho, I need you to go visit each and every one of those countries to,
apologize?
Fuck no. Oh, sorry, again.
Oh, that's all...
No, I want you to go teach them about abstinence training. The less babies they make, the less they'll send here.
Oh, right. But, sir, can we do this a little later? I've got that meeting in New Hampshire with, the dairy farmers. And Mother is also...
Missus can stay put. Pruitt ate up all the travel budget, so we can only send you.
But I have my rules.
Already taken care of. We're making sure you'll never be alone with another woman. In fact, you'll only be meeting with African men.
Oh, Mr. President, I don't know what to say, but...
Bon voyage! Sayonara, sucker.
Jake! Dude! Come back inside. Tell Smiley to get off the bed. It's clean sheet day. He keeps trying to eat my arms.
But, Mommy, Smiley likes dirty sheets. He says they smell good.
Yeah, right, whatever. Look, laundry waits for no man. Or dinosaur. So chop chop, lollipop. And tell Smiley to put Bruce down. He's not a dino snack. He's a cat.
Smiley, don't eat the kitty cat. Don't eat him. Don't eat him.
Thanks, monkey.
I love you.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Coming.
Hello. We are wanting to tell you good news.
Da.
Our Lord, who is very good-looking and kind, wants you to join him in Moscow in heaven. Isn't that nice?
Thanks so much. Not interested. Hey, move your foot. Come on, I said not interested.
But our leader is very interested in you.
Very interested.
Da!
Too bad, not interested in him. Fucking step back. And since when do Jehovah's Witnesses have pamphlets in Cyrillic? I see what's going on here. I know what you're up to. Smiley! Spit out the cat and come here a minute, will ya? I want you to meet my son's Gila monster. He really needs religion. You'll like it.
Ah! No! That is no Gila monster!
Oh, boo. Everything's bigger in Texas. Smiley! Snack time! Ah!
Oh no, it can't be. I smell burnt coffee. Is someone microwaving tuna? Oh, Mother Foxy, I'm in the writing room.
Oh, how the mighty have fallen. I thought you were in syndication, Mr. Residuals. Welcome back to the Word Mines, comrade.
Oh, hello, new comrade. You're handsome. Is it your birthday? Can I sing?
Ignore her. They took too many synapses in re-education camp. She thinks she's Marilyn Monroe and that everyone else is JFK, which was fun for a few weeks, but she scratches.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to... Ooh, look, bagels.
This is not good. Not good.
Yeah, we're not too thrilled either, but writing jobs are sparse. All that fucking reality TV bullshit. And then you took it to the Oval Office. Dude, really?
I've got to get out of here. The fate of the world is in balance.
It's not a drama, silly Willy birthday boy.
Look, Karen.
What?
Oh! Go get it.
Yes.
Go get it, girl.
Throw it!
It keeps her busy.
I must get out of here. There is no time. That traitorous she-devil.
Karen?
No, not that bimbo. The other one, Sophia. She did this. I just know it.
Will Yevgeny redeem himself by writing funny things? How will Smiley adjust to life in Texas? And will the Veep survive his exile in the shithole continent? Tune in next time for the answer to these and other questions on the next episode of BS de Resistance. This episode of BS de Resistance, Millhouse of Cards, was written by Lisa Graham and Dale Leopold and performed by Lisa Graham, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mezzalesta, and Karen O'Brien. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mezzalesta. Hit 'em Hard was written by Dale Leopold and Chris Mezzalesta and performed by Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, and Chris Mezzalesta. Be sure to tune in 10 days for our next bonus episode. Thank you for listening.